But this portion of the Spotlight on Elyria is brought to you by St. Mary's School, promoting morality and manners in a family-oriented Christian environment with a welcoming facility and small class sizes. Visit St. Mary's School on 4th Street in downtown Elyria. And we're going straight to the top, to the principal. Sharon Urich joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Greg, you were out there at the first day of school.
I know. I was there with Sharon. What a fun time that was. A warm day. The kids had balloons. What a fun event that was. Food, parents out there, a lot of music, a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a fabulous time. It's been a great school year.
So here we are a couple months later. How has it gone so far?
It's gone very well. We've had a lot of fun activities planned, a lot of educationing happening at our school. we started off the fall with a STEAM assembly, so our focus this year has been on science, technology, religion, education, arts, and math. So we have that's been our big focus. We also have focus on faith and knowledge and service. So faith is an integral part of our school and our school day, and we try to intertwine that with all of our subjects. Of course, knowledge and service. Right now we're working on Operation Rescue, which is a service project. We've been challenged by St. Joseph's School in Amherst to build a house in El Salvador. So the children are coming up with ideas to raise $2,000 to build a house in El Salvador. So that's a big service project we're working on.
Have they started that campaign yet? any good ideas out there?
Yes, actually we just finished over the weekend. Last week the children built gingerbread houses, and we auctioned their gingerbread houses off over the weekend at a couple different events we had to raise money to build our house in El Salvador. So we're about $300 towards our goal of $2,000.
What do the students learn or understand about the people living in El Salvador and the need for housing? What kind of coursework goes into that sort of
thing? We had a couple from Amherst come in and explain the project to the children. Mr. and Mrs. Norberg, they came in and showed a video and had a slide presentation explaining exactly the need there and how the living conditions are in El Salvador, the poverty that's there, and the children really, really bought into the project, and I think that was instrumental in getting their buy-in to building the houses to sell to raise money for them.
Gives them insight into what's in the bigger world other than outside of Elyria.
Exactly.
This is December. There's a lot of Christmas programming going on. I bet you, when I said, or Craig said, is there stuff going on? You kind of had to look like every day there's something going on. What are some of the things that might be coming up or that you're anticipating?
Well, as I said, we do a lot of service. So we have our choir will be singing at a couple different events at the church coming up. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have one program. Next Thursday, we have another program during the day for our seniors in our Altar and Rosary Society. In the evening, Tuesday night, we have our band concert. Next Thursday night is our choir concert. We have Advent prayer service every Monday morning at our church, which is I'm missing out this morning, so we were kind of scrambling to find everybody to fill in all the places and get the music straight. So we have a busy day, a busy schedule.
Now, tomorrow is St. Nicholas Day.
Yes.
I know that, too. What kind of things happen in the school for that?
Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
What a surprise. And you know, Bruce, what's amazing, Sharon just rattled those things off. No notes, no anything. It's all right there.
Well, yeah. I could verify it with the website if we want to make sure we got everything there. But obviously, there's a lot going on.
Yes, usually I have a calendar in front of me. And
well, you're required to attend most, if not all, of these, correct? I would assume.
Yes. I enjoy participating. Even as a teacher, I came to a lot of the events because it's very important for the children to see that their teachers and their parish is involved in their activities.
Talk a little bit about your involvement with the school and how far back it goes.
I started at St. Mary's back in 1985. As a kindergarten teacher, St. Mary's did not have a kindergarten program, and so I was hired there to start the kindergarten program. So I worked as a kindergarten teacher for 4 years and took time off to raise a family. And when I went back to education, I worked in the public schools a little bit because my children were going to public school at the time. And then I was ready to go back full time, and St. Mary's had an opening, so we've come full circle. Wow. So 4 years ago, I started teaching fifth grade at St. Mary's, and this is my first year.
Now, how did it change when you go? Anybody who goes back to a school after they have a vision of how it was when they left, how was it when you returned after all those years?
My students are coming back as parents.
Well, so that's kind of one of those.
I just tell them, could you just tell people that we went to kindergarten together?
Well, I guess the truth. But that sort of shows the sort of the commitment to St. Mary's that those people had, the experience that they had, that they're bringing their children there to get an education there, too.
Yes, it's full of tradition there at St. Mary's. And some of the teachers are still there that I taught with originally back in the 80s. So it's been a good experience.
If there's a parent or a grandparent out there today listening to us, what would be your sales pitch for a student to go there, for a young child to go there?
We have small class sizes. I think that's the big thing as a parent. I see that the small class sizes are very an asset to our program. The faith-based, I think that's very important. The building responsibility in the children, developing good morals, those are big selling points. And our curriculum, it's our very, very rigorous curriculum that we follow. We follow state standards like public schools do, but then we go a step further because we cover the standards that the diocese would like us to follow. So,
what's the top grade at St. Mary's?
Eighth. We start with preschool, we go through eighth grade. Children come to school at 7:15. Classes start at 7:45, and then we have an extended day program. Classes are out at 2:30, and we have an extended day program that runs until 6 o'clock. Right. So it's great for anyone downtown working. We have several children that are employees downtown that bring their kids because they're close then.
Right. We should also mention you have the open house coming up in later January.
Yes, right? In January, the last week of January is Catholic Schools Week. So across the diocese, beginning on January 29th, we celebrate Catholic Schools Week. St. Mary's will start off with an open house on Sunday. We're planning a pancake breakfast, and the open house runs until 1 o'clock, and we're open to visitors, anyone that would like to come in and see, but you can always check us out on the website. That's stmaryscatholicschool.com. Our phone number is 322-2808. You can come and you can call anytime. We have a wonderful secretary, Mary Poling, that can answer all your questions. We are an Ed Choice Scholarship school, so if you qualify for an Ed Choice Scholarship, we accept those at our school. And we're a Catholic school. We're not a private school. We're a Catholic school, which means we're open to all.
Sounds great. Principal Sharon Urich of the St. Mary's School in Elyria, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
It's been great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy St. Nicholas Day coming up tomorrow.
We'll see. We'll see if those students are good.
Well, I may get an orange in my stocking. I'm not sure if that's going to happen.